Let's talk about you now.
Okay.
Your education started in grade school. And what? Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Carnegie, Oklahoma, Caddo County. Roger and I got married when I was in the 11th grade. And after we married, we moved in with his parents in Del City, and I finished at Del City. Then I drove to OU one semester, and then he got a job finishing concrete in Tulsa with his brother. So we moved to Tulsa, and I finished at TU.
But there's a remarkable story here. In high school, you had a baby.
Uh-huh.
And you were 16?
I know, I was like 17.
17?
That's the baby.
Oh, she's sitting right over here? And her name is what?
Deborah.
Deborah.
Deborah Jo.
Okay. So I bring that up because despite that, you pressed on, and you must have had a lot of help with her as a youngster, and you're still going to school. Who babysat?
My mother-in-law. And when I went to school at TU, I planned all my classes around. She was in kindergarten or first grade, and I planned all my classes around her classes so that I was always home when she got there.
Obviously, that happened in high school, and then you did finish high school,
Finished high school, and then went to OU, drove back and forth from Del. We lived in with his parents in Del City, and I drove back and forth to OU one semester, and then we moved to Tulsa, and that's when I started TU. I had signed up to be a dietitian at OU. But when I got to Tulsa, they didn't have that degree offered. The closest thing they had was in Stillwater, but I drove there one day just to see how far it was. And the roads weren't very good back then. We're talking in the 60s. And I came home and decided that that wouldn't work for me, so I went back to TU and enrolled in home economics because that was the most credits I had that would transfer to that degree. So I had a education, home economics education, and I taught school 1 year in Sperry and drove from Tulsa to Sperry to teach every day.
How about that?
And Debbie, I took her with me and enrolled her in school there.
I just marvel. The way you did this. Football players, I think, in Sperry really liked you, and they played some tricks on you.
Yeah, they did.
What did they do?
I drove a Volkswagen Bug, and I was a 10th grade sponsor, and the kids really liked me. I mean, I was tried to be a good teacher, but I taught home economics in one study hall, and the study hall was 7th grade. And one day I went out and I couldn't find my car. And I finally looked around and found it in the barn, the FFA barn. They had picked it up and moved it.
That's funny. But, you know, you looked at it as they all liked you, and that's why they did that for you.
Yeah.
Right. Along in here, we need to talk about Roger, too, because he was beginning his work.
Yes.
To support the family. This goes back in your high school days, and when you got married, so he worked real hard to provide.
Yeah, he's always been a good worker.
And then he worked construction?
Yes.
Roger also, he learned enough while he watched other houses. He worked for people who built houses, and then he learned how to do drywall, and then he learned enough to hire a crew and start his own construction business.
Yes.
Did you ever think that he wasn't going to be able to provide for you?
No, I never thought that. We both worked hard. When we started building houses, we would hold open houses for our new houses. Took a lot of trade-ins up north for a down payment on a house east. People who were trying to get out of north part of town. And we took her with us. took Debbie with us. But we worked a lot of long hours, built a pretty good house.
You became a real estate agent, didn't you?
Yes.
Right. And so the houses up north, they would take those houses and trade them to you as a down payment on
yes.
a new house.
Yes.
And what did you do about the houses that were traded into you?
I sold them. Back then, you could assume somebody's loan. I'm not sure you can do that anymore. I would just put somebody in there who had a few hundred dollars or more in their equity. Then I just put that one on the market, that whatever they traded in, and got rid of it the best way I could.
And you're learning on the go, on the fly, aren't you?
But anyway, that's the reason I quit teaching. It was the fact that I said I would substitute the next year, and I think I substituted twice, but every day they called me to substitute. He needed me for something. He needed me to show a house or meet a contractor or something. So it got to be where I just gave up the substitution.
Mm-hmm. You two have been a team for a long time, not just being married, but professionally.
Yeah.
You were, for sure. I asked him, how did the marriage stay together so long? What do you say? You probably want to know what he said.
I don't know. There were a lot of times that I just couldn't stand to look at him. He was just so irritating. He's very demanding. I mean, when I get a bottle, try to open it, he tries to show me. He'll sit over there and tell me how to get the lid off of whatever I'm trying to do.
Controlling, Mr. Control, huh? So where's Michelle coming, the birth here? What were you doing when Michelle was born?
Working in construction.
Okay.
But there's 12 or 13 years difference between Debbie and Michelle. And I had gone to the doctor. I would like to have had three children. And they didn't have anything really good back then. He gave me some kind of a pill and that didn't work. And then all of a sudden I turned up pregnant.
Well, that must have been pretty happy.
Yeah, I was happy. Yeah, I was from a big family, and I really enjoy my family, my sisters and brother. And two of my sisters live within walking distance of this house.
Oh, really?
And I see them once a week. We do a lot of gossip and socializing.
Well, how fortunate to have your sisters with you.
Yeah.
So did Debbie babysit Michelle?
She didn't even like the baby after we got it.